Hi, I'm David Gristwood. I'm with Keith Burns. Keith is our SQL guru, and one of the things we've been working at recently with customers who've been looking at SQL Azure is helping them get an understanding of what it can and can't do, because we're in Community Tech Preview 2, just a few weeks from the actual go-live launch, and people are trying to work out what the impact of having possibility about the clouds, which bits work, which bits don't. That's what we're going to cover here.
Yeah, David, so I've been talking to a lot of people, and what you find is a lot of them are unaware of what can and can't be done, and what pieces of existing SQL Server are working in SQL Azure. So what we've done is just put together a very simple demo that shows you how to create a database, populate it, and then report on it, and then ultimately to get a very basic application on-premise working in SQL Azure.
So it's particularly focusing on the bits of getting data up into the cloud and what you can do with it once it's actually there.
Yeah.
Right, got the laptop here. Let's go.
Okay,
here we are up in the Azure portal and we're looking at SQL Azure.
Yeah, that's correct. So we've got the one project here, which when we select it, you'll see that it has a number of databases and we also have this server name.
Okay, so that's not the usual server name.
No, that's the Azure server name which we'll use, and the KeithBU is my administrator username.
Okay.
So what we're going to do now is create a database, and we can choose either 1 gigabyte maximum size database or 10 gigabytes. So I'll choose the 1 gigabyte.
So imagine name demo.
And one of the new features in this CTP is the ability to have some firewall settings.
This is new for the CTP. It's called a few people out, hasn't it?
Yeah, so this allows me to, say, block access, for example, to the database from anything but, say, Windows Azure.
That's great.
And here is the connection strings that I'll need later on when I'm connecting from an application.
Okay, so we've got all the database set up, we've got the access set up. So
that's right.
We're actually going to work from here, aren't we, initially?
So a lot of people don't realise you can use Management Studio. So we're actually going to connect to the database, create a new query, and connect to the database. The first thing I'm going to do is actually, we've already created a login. I'm going to create a user called test user, and I'm going to make them a DB owner of the database, the demo database.
Okay.
So now that we've set that up, and that shows you how you set your security up in the real world, we'll connect back in again, but now we'll use the test user as
this
opposed to my DBA user.
Yeah, sensible practice, yeah.
And so now we can just create a very simple table.
This is the products one we're going to be using.
And
here,
I just want to point out the fact that we've got a variety of data types, as you'd expect. We have things like identity, and of course there's a primary key. And it's important that we have a clustered index on every single record. And as you would expect, we can just interactively insert records into the database.
So here we are, just the one single row.
So we'll just query that back from SQL Azure, and you'll see that we have one record that we can actually get back.
So we've created the table, and then we've inserted one row manually, but that's not what the focus is here. It's the alternate ways of getting data
in. So it's how do we get more data in? Well, the obvious thing is to use integration services.
Of course.
So let's create an integration services project, and we'll load a couple of records in. Now again, I'm only going to load in a few records, and then subsequently we'll have a look at how we do it with BCP.
Okay, sir.
But first of all, we're just creating the project. We'll edit the package.
This is the great drag and drop your pointy clicky type way of building this up.
Create a data flow task, and into the data flow task we'll add a flat file source.
So this is where our initial data is we're using to test.
Yeah, so we're going to grab in data from a text file effectively, and we're going to upload it to an ADO.NET destination.
Right.
Which is the SQL Azure database.
So from a flat file on the desktop up into the clouds through this process.
Yeah. So we're just setting up the connection to the file I have on my desk. Okay. And the first row is the actual column name, so we'll just select that, check the data, so we can see the data just from AdventureWorks. It's just a couple of records from AdventureWorks, and connect that up to the SQL Azure target. Again, We've already got some data connections, but I want to create another one just to show you what's involved. So we need to use our server name. So that's the whole Azure server name, so sort of four-part server name that you'll have.
Yeah, something.database.windows.net. Yeah.
So now we're using the test user that we created earlier on, the password. Save the password just for simplicity. You might not do that in the real world. The database is called demo. The connection's succeeded.
Good.
And now we're just looking for the tables that are actually in SQL Azure, which of course was products we just created, and a one-to-one mapping.
So that's pretty straightforward, yeah?
And then just execute it, and it will load 8 records up into the SQL Azure from the text file.
They've all gone green?
Yep, so that's succeeded. And when we do a query, of course, we'll get 9 records because the one we inserted plus the 8 that we just used in the integration services. So it was that simple to set up an integration services task to upload the data into SQL Azure.
And it shows how flexible the integration services is because this, you know, didn't particularly know about SQL Azure, but it was just
as long as you use the ADO.net connector, then you're fine. So now we're looking at creating a report using reporting services. So I've just added a reporting services project.
Yep.
And very similar to before, we're creating a connection.
Seeing the same pattern again.
Same sort of screen, connection screen, but you'd normally see that with reporting services. We're saying using the same user. Again, saving the password just so it's simple, that we're not being prompted each time we run a report.
Test connection. Testing the connection. Yeah.
We use a very simple query, so just like staff and products, doesn't run much simpler than
not
that.
Not use the sophisticated query builder, we're just going to
just use a table. The most simple report I can create, basically, use one of the default look and feels. It's just to prove a principle rather than create some very sophisticated report. And here we're previewing it, so we're actually previewing the report, running locally on my machine, but against the Azure data.
So this is a traditional environment, but it's just reaching out to SQL Azure, pulling the data down, and bringing it in your report.
Correct. So that was how simple it was to use reporting services, and quite a few people have been surprised that that worked so transparently. So moving on, now we're looking at how we would load a lot more data using something like BCP. So here's the file we're going to load in. There's 1,000 records.
This is much more like it in terms
just of... just a tab-delimited data set.
And this is the BCP command.
And here's the BCP command. And we're actually loading
it's
in...
It's already gone.
Yeah, it's loaded 1,000 records in a fraction of a second. So that's how we bulk load the data in, just using BCP again on my local machine.
So that seemed incredibly fast.
Fast enough to load a few tens of thousands or a few hundred of thousands of records in a reasonable time. And of course now when we run the report, again against the Azure system like before, but now we have multiple pages of data in that report.
And again, this is straight from the cloud, pulling it straight down.
Pulling it straight down, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So the final thing is, okay, so what if we had an existing application?
That we wanted to query.
So let's just create a very, very simple WinForms application. So, again, I'm adding that to the project, and we'll just add a new data source to point to, this time, my local copy of that database. So not using the Azure version of the database, but the local one. And that's because this particular connector, at this moment in time, will not connect to Azure.
Okay, so we're prototyping with a local copy.
But it also probably reflects what people will be doing in the real world, is trying to get an application they already have to work. So, very simple, we're just creating the link to the tables, we're just bringing the tables to the data source. You'll see that in a second. And we'll just drag over the products table onto the form. So, very, very simple.
Right, this really is the simplest format, but does show that...
It shows the principle rather than how you create great.
Right, you need to dock this so that we can actually see everything on the screen,
So that's it docked. And now, were we to run it, it would run quite happily against my local copy of this database. I just want to set the startup project to be this WinForms, so that when I run it, it will actually run this. And now the key thing is to change the connection string in the app.config.
So this is the one thing that has to be changed in order to run against Azure.
So just to change this, it will now run against Azure instead of a local database. And we just pasted in. The changes are, obviously, we're not using a trusted connection.
We can't, of course, yeah.
We're using name and password. And the server name is, again, the server name of the Azure server that I own. And again, we saw that at the very beginning in the console, that we could actually get that information. And now when we run, we will run against the Azure database, and here's an application running against the Azure database, fully updatable. We just change sample record from red to green
and save that value.
And then we'll go back to Management Studio and just do a select.
And then product ID 2 is now green.
So we've been able to show the Azure portal, Management Studio, working.
You did the integration service with the packages there, reporting against the BCP to get the data in large volumes, and finally taking a traditional WinForms app and reporting against SQL Azure.
Correct.
Wow.